Matthew Snyder's always been, in my world, a great guy. He's the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. He's now working for Honigman in the White Collar Crime Division, and a doozy of a white crime has taken place, and we wanted to speak with him about it. Three Oakland County attorneys charged this week with running a scheme in Genesee County to collect debts from people who may not have owed them, and then lying to court officials about their efforts to contact the alleged defaulters. This is a bizarre, complicated story, and I've never heard of anything quite like it, and I knew, Matthew, you'd be the guy to call. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. You're absolutely right. It is a doozy. And this case, it really hits the double whammy of unpopular professions. Not only are the defendants debt collectors, they're lawyers, too. I mean, how often does that happen?
I don't know, but I've heard of a lot of schemes and scams. I've never heard of something like this, and this is absolutely conducting a criminal enterprise, more commonly known as racketeering. It is a felony, punishable by up to 20 years in prison. This story also from the news yesterday, I think it was, talking about the forgery that carries up to 14 years in prison, obstruction of justice, punishable by 5 years behind bars. Set this up. Help us understand, what did these three lawyers who have been charged, what exactly did they do?
Well, as you know, lawyers and debt collectors, you know, they have a real and legitimate purpose. Just ask anyone who needs a debt collector, because they own a business and somebody isn't paying back their loan and, you know, they're struggling to pay their employees. That's going to ultimately harm workers when you have debt cheats. And that those professions are important, but they're important because debt collectors must follow a process that is carefully explained in Michigan law. And when you're collecting on a debt, lawyers have to do a series of steps. They have to serve notice on the person who owes them the debt. They really have to give them a chance to pay. They might hire a process server. They need to try to find the person to notify them. Maybe they'll go to their home or their business. You know, if that doesn't work, they might publish a notice in the newspaper to alert the public about this. And ultimately, if that doesn't work, their job is then to go to a judge and to get permission from a judge to order that this person pays the debt back. The allegations here are that the defendants kind of faked their way through the whole process. They said they tried to obtain information and reach out to those debtors, but they really didn't. Instead, they forged paperwork and they tried to trick the judges. And lying to a judge, not a good idea. That's not a good idea. So, instead of trying to actually alert the people in debt, they skipped those stages and they went right to the court orders, faked out the courts, forged the paperwork, and now they are in a lot of trouble being charged with felonies up to 20 years in prison by Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton.
So at first I got the impression from reading the various accounts in the newspapers that they were going after people who didn't really owe money and kind of scaring them into paying the money they didn't owe, and I couldn't quite understand how that works. Now you're saying, in fact, there were people who owed money, but these guys never did their job by going after them to try to collect. They just acted like they went after them to try to collect, and they lied to the judges and everyone else about their efforts. Did this mean that some people either, I don't know, lost their positions, got arrested on their own, or garnished wages, or whatever? What were the consequences for the people who were caught up in this that didn't even know this scam was going on, allegedly, by Mark Fishman, the president and CEO of the Fishman Group in Bloomfield Township, his son Ryan J. Fishman, and I guess a third firm attorney, Alexandra Eichem? How did all that work?
Well, the consequences in these types of schemes can really be severe because they come out of nowhere. For example, let's say that you pay on a credit card every month and you're overdue on your credit card. Now, we all know what happens when you're overdue on your credit card. The credit card sends you a letter and says you've got 30 days to pay. And then if you miss that, it says you've got another 60 days to pay. And then eventually you'll get the nasty letter that says you're going to go to collections. And then you'll go to collections. And, you know, that's a process. It takes time. Here in this situation, it would be kind of like one day you wake up and you get a letter from your credit card. Your credit card says, well, you haven't paid us, so we just took all that money out of your bank account. Well, what? I mean, that's incredibly harmful. You have no opportunity to pay, and maybe you even want to dispute it. Maybe you want to say, hold on a second, I owe you $1,000, not $10,000. And in this process here, what the defendants did is, because they skipped those steps, it really caused genuine harm to over 1,000 or up to 1,000 victims who were poor, who were of lower economic status, who really needed that money and just had that money taken away from them.
Just incredible. And with all of that deception, the lying to judges, the people who have been hurt by this, it's not looking good for these three. Now, they're not guilty. They're innocent until proven guilty, but it doesn't look good, does it?
Well, that's true. And they are innocent until proven guilty. There's another very important point about this case. How did this case start? It started on a tip. And that's how so many other cases start, Paul W., is where a citizen, a member of the public, calls the police and says, I noticed something. This doesn't add up. I'd like you to look into it. And we have solved numerous crimes in America that way, including terrorism offenses, by members of the public stepping up and saying, I need to say something because I saw something. That's what happened in this case.
We've been saying it. You see something, you say something, you do something. And you're just telling us, Matthew, that really pays off and is important.
It does in so many different cases. And this is a perfect example of where people stepping up and saying something pays off for law enforcement.
Thanks for your help, Matthew. We appreciate it. Hope things are going well for you at Honigman.
They are. It's a great firm, and I'm happy to be back and talk with you. I hope you're safe and healthy, and all your listeners are as well.
Thank you much. It is a great firm. Matthew Schneider, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, currently working for Honigman in the White Collar Crime Division. Just the right guy for that job and doing a nice one. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.